I welcome you back to the Langlade County Fairgrounds. We're at our second intermission, D.C. Everest Hockey. Thanks for staying up with us. This is the third game of our Fox Sports High School triple header. If you were with us earlier, you heard Wausau East boys basketball and D.C. Everest boys basketball. Both of those Wisconsin Valley teams that we follow here on Fox Sports Radio are up in Menominee for their holiday tournaments. Both of those teams will see action again tomorrow as well. So here, game three of our doubleheader, hockey night finally arrives, and the Evergreens are up 3-1, and I am sure the chatter in the Evergreens locker room during this intermission is what to do with the 1 minute and 20 seconds that's left on the power play. The Evergreens having that power play on a holding call that came late in the second period. In fact, it's the first time all night that the Evergreens have had a man advantage. Brady Sarner still has the minute 20 seconds left. And with a two-goal lead, boy, if the Evergreens could get this up to 4-1, you'd think that they'd be sitting pretty here. And it's been a while. In fact, you have to go all the way back to the Wausau East game as part of the Marathon Cup in the opening round when the D.C. Everest Evergreens were up by more than one goal. And this is really a very nice rebound game for D.C. Everest when you consider that they did not look good at all when they were last seen on Friday a week ago in a 4-0 loss to the Spash Panthers. In fact, they were outplayed worse than the score indicated. Let's check our saves and shots on goal statistics. Our update brought to you by the Hearing House. 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau, make your house a hearing house. The Evergreens were outshot in that second period, although they were still able to extend their lead. St. Mary Springs got 12 shots on goal to the Evergreens' 7. Andrew Rail has a combined 19 saves through the first two periods. Michael Moe with 22 saves. Again, the only goal that Moe gave up came with 54 seconds left in the first period to Anthony Grebe. Scoring in that second period, D.C. Everest got a goal from Chris Babiars, his second goal of the night. An assist from Mike Plaza came off a faceoff with 14:02 to play in the second period at even strength, bringing us to this 3-1 advantage that the D.C. Everest Evergreens now enjoy. Should the Evergreens hold on for victory here, this would be by far their best quality win of the year. First of all, the way they've played tonight has been much better than what we've seen their last couple of outings. But they are playing a team here that's on a 7-game winning streak. Maybe the difference here is that St. Mary Springs played earlier today. This is their second game today. Earlier this morning, they were 4-3 winners over Bayport. But St. Mary Springs, again, has not lost since December 6th, rattling off victories against West Salem, Onalaska, Fox Cities, Waukesha, Waupun, Fond du Lac, and then Bayport earlier this morning. So that's a pretty good resume for a team coming in here, and they have looked sharp. The Evergreens have not trailed in this game, and again, all three of the Evergreens' goals coming on even strength, two from Babiars and one from Mike Plaza. Now, the D.C. Everest Evergreens, if you were going to summarize their season to this point, they've beaten the bad teams but have struggled, and sometimes have struggled mightily against the good teams. They've played a very tough schedule, but when the Evergreens have found themselves against elite schools like the University School or Wausau West or Stevens Point or even Wisconsin Rapids, still undefeated in Wisconsin Valley play, those matches have not worked out very well for the Evergreens. They opened their season a 3-0 loss to Northland Pines, lost to Wisconsin Rapids 4-0, and fell to the University School 5-0. We had to get into their 11th period of hockey before they got their first goal of the season. The Evergreens followed up then with a 3-0 win over Marquette, a 9-1 win over Marshfield, and a 7-2 win over Mosinee. That three-game winning streak, the high point of the Evergreen season so far. In Marathon Cup play, they fell to Wausau West 2-0, and then defeated Wausau East 6-1. Since then, the Evergreens have been shut out for a fifth time this season, that aforementioned 4-0 loss to Stevens Point. I mean, the best development today is what's in the past has stayed in the past for the Evergreens. You can't undo those poor efforts and those sound defeats. What you can do is look forward and play better hockey. They've played better hockey today and right now are staked to that 3-1 lead. So the teams will be back on the ice shortly for the start of the third period. The Evergreens will have a power play for a minute and 20 seconds. We will see what happens after this break. You're listening to Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to our neutral ice event. Antigo High School is hosting this holiday hockey tournament at the Langlade County Fairgrounds, and all the teams that participate are playing three games over the space of 2 days. It is a hockey smorgasbord as we wrap up 2013 and get ready for the new year. Hope you had a very nice Christmas. I'm Chris Conley. Teams are back out onto the ice, and the puck will be dropping in just a moment to get period number three on the way. I think these first moments or two are going to tell us a lot about the outcome of tonight's game. With the Evergreens on a power play with a man advantage. 5-on-4 hockey for the first minute and 20 seconds. If they get a goal here, boy, they're going to be in the catbird seat the rest of the way. Puck drops and we're underway. Unable to control it is Chris Babiarz. Babiarz playing for the hat trick here. And he is on the ice as part of this power play team for DC Everest. Evergreens push it forward. Brady Burrell is out there too. Number one line sent behind the net. Alex Denger fighting for it. There is Babiarz. Babiarz looks to center. Taken down. No call. We play on. Fond du Lac Springs clears the zone. Sends it on net shorthanded. The Evergreens will retreat. Take it at their own blue line and now push forward. Evergreens have 50 seconds left in the power play and this 3-1 lead sent behind the net. Michael Plaza unable to keep up with it. Fighting for it in the boards. Brady Burrell. Burrell looking to center. He's got Denger out there at the blue line. Evergreens skating around. Now coming out to Avery Allard. Shot on goal. Down low save. The rebound comes out far and St. Mary Springs sends it down. In fact, it's all the way on goal. And Michael Plaza unable to catch up with it. Michael Moe sends it to the corner. Short-handed St. Mary's briefly had it in front. Evergreens come back the other way. This hasn't looked as good as we'd like to see the Evergreens with the power play. And here's a high takedown at center ice. Michael Plaza is hurt. Plaza looked to me like he was checked up high. Plaza is down on his knees on the ice, and we've got a stoppage with 8 seconds left in the power play. How could a referee not see that? Michael Plaza got hit with a stick up high in the chops. And someone from the Evergreens bench is going to come out and get a look at him. And Michael Plaza did a great job to get himself rehabbed and get himself back on the ice after a football injury that we thought was going to keep him sidelined longer than expected. Dislocated shoulder, which extended down to arm problems. Plaza's still down on the ice here. In fact, now he is sitting down, but he has not yet made it to his feet. While we have this injury on the ice, why don't we take a timeout? 15:48 to play in the game. Evergreens leading 3-1 over Fond du Lac Springs. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Langlade County Fairgrounds, where the round of applause you hear is for Michael Plaza. Plaza injured on what I thought was an uncalled high stick. And you know, it's not like it was action that was trailing the play that the referees might miss. I mean, the puck was right in front of him when it happened. Big no call. And that's a big injury, too. Puck drops just outside the blue line. 6 seconds left, and again we have an Evergreen that hits the ground hard. Tyler Kohler. Now we're back to even strength. And the Evergreens are offside as they sent the puck into the zone. They already had someone there in the corner and will come back out. So the Evergreens unable to take advantage of that power play opportunity. Faceoff will come just outside the blue line. So the Evergreens will have to earn their next goal, what they hope would be a goal that puts this game out of reach. They'll have to earn it the old-fashioned way, at least for now. Off the faceoff into the corner. Now comes back out to the red line. Trying to get something on goal is St. Mary Springs sent into the corner there. Zach Fisher tries to center. It is briefly in front. There's traffic in front. Michael Moe, the goalie, got down there with his stick. And coming out, there's a takedown, not called. Looked like Kane Gilray there. Gilray is getting some ice time? Yes, he is. Along with Tyler Kohler. It's now behind the net. Slides towards Michael Moe. He covers up. We've got a stoppage there. Wasn't really a strong shot on goal, just kind of trickled towards the Evergreens net. It was in reach for Moe, and Moe went down and gloved it. 14:55 to play, third period. Evergreens 3, St. Mary Springs 1. St. Mary's 7-game winning streak is in jeopardy. In front off the faceoff, nope, goes behind the net. Deflected by one of the Evergreens defenders. Now it's in the corner. Fighting for it there is Anthony Grebe. Grebe looks to center for St. Mary Springs. Evergreen's harassing him. Avery Allard forced him off the puck. Evergreen's take it away. Looking to center there, and it's kept in the zone. Kept in by Mike Austin. Austin goes down hard. No call. Play on. In front. Shot a point-blank range save. Connor Blank misfired from about 10 feet away. Right into Michael Moe's chest. The complexion of this game would also change if St. Mary Springs get the next goal. Then they'd be down by one, and we'd be ready for a furious finish there. Michael Moe just kept that from happening. 14 minutes to play. Evergreens have it behind the net. Partial change. They'll rush the length of the ice. Avery Allard is there. Allard unable to control it. Comes off the skates of Chris Sackman. Now the Evergreens try and break out. Coming forward for DC Eversmith, Bryce Dively. Dively unable to get that on net and centered in front, tied up. Unable to get his stick down is Chris Sackman. We've got a whistle, and we're going to have a penalty coming up here. I think it's against DC Everest. Let's see what happens. A couple of players were tangled up there, and the linesman's going over towards the scorer's table. And nope, penalty's going to be against St. Mary Springs. Nate Fisher is coming off, and the Evergreens are going to go back onto a power play here. No, they're taking somebody else. Let's see who this is on. The Evergreens are about to get a power play here. It is on Fisher. Fisher interference. Yep, he did tie up the stick of the Evergreens player. And now with 13:46 to play in the game, Evergreens are going to go up with a one-man advantage. So St. Mary Springs, this is what you would call living dangerously. Face off to their goalies near side. Evergreens control on the power play. Nate Fisher is in the penalty box. And Chris Sackman looks to center. It's behind the net. Evergreens looking to center. Had Matthew Jahnke there, unable to get it on his stick and sent down the length of the ice. 1:45 left in the power play. And of course, with this power play, these are scoring opportunities that St. Mary Springs will not have. They're trying to keep that puck alive in the corner. Evergreens now control. They'll have to go the length of the ice. Nate Bruns has it. Evergreens now push forward with the man advantage. Skating onside into the zone is Matthew Jahnke. Shot on goal save. One-timer, though. Evergreens fight and keep it alive in the corner. Evergreens still fighting with Sackman. Trying to go out to the point, and now goes back to Matthew Jahnke. Jahnke again, traffic in front, down low, save again. Didn't come through cleanly. Evergreens try to control the rebound, and they do, keeping it in. Seth Jaglinski getting some ice time, and now we've got a whistle and a stoppage. I think the net came loose here. Nope, we're going to have a penalty. If this is against St. Mary Springs, the Evergreens are going to be skating with a two-man advantage. I think they may be getting the goalie for slashing here. Yes, it's going to be a two-man advantage for DC Everest. Logan Mertens is going to serve the penalty time. Mertens was called for slashing. Evergreens two-man advantage. Shot in front, covered up. Nice opportunity there for Avery Allard. And a nice save by Anthony Rail. 53 seconds left in the two-man advantage, and then the Evergreens will have one more minute with a 5-on-4 advantage. So this is the opportunity. Can the Evergreens deliver the knockout blow? Evergreens control the faceoff back at the blue line. Avery Allard stick handles, looking in. Evergreens again, two-man advantage. Back to Allard from short range, shot in front, rebound is loose. Evergreens tried the backhand save. Brady Burrell tried to jam that backhand in, and Andrew Rail got on top of it with his glove and covered up. 38 seconds left in the two-man advantage. Again, game situation. Evergreens are up 3-1. See if the haymaker can be delivered. Taking the draw is Chris Babiarz. You bet they put the best guy on the ice, but Fond du Lac Springs sends it all the way down the length off that faceoff. So they've cleared now with 29 seconds left in the two-man advantage. Evergreens are organized for their rush. Coming up forward, here's Avery Allard. Evergreens are onside into the corner. That's Alex Denger sending it around Michael Plaza. Hey, nice to see him back out on the ice. Plaza was knocked down, recomposed himself, and is back out there. Only 10 seconds left in the man advantage, in the two-man advantage, rather. Evergreens are back onside. Denger around the corner. Babiarz holds it in. Babiarz looking for the hat trick here. Skates in. Shot safe. Rebound and covered up again. Brady Burrell was on the doorstep and couldn't stick in that rebound. So the two-man advantage now is over. The Evergreens will have a one-man advantage, 5-on-4 for 57 seconds. 11:43 left in the game. So the Evergreens could not score with a two-skater advantage. See what they can do here with one. Evergreens still fight to hold the zone. Michael Plaza, he's behind the net. Sweet revenge. Plaza could score here. Comes back out to the point, Avery Allard. Allard skates in. Onto Danger's stick. Back to Allard at the blue line. Looking for an opportunity. Gets a pick at a screen. Skates in. Just wide. Oh, that was the opportunity that he needed. And just sent it off the near post. Went behind the net. Rebound came all the way out. 30 seconds left. And St. Mary Springs has a shorthanded goal the other way. Oh, my. Connor Blank took a long rebound, had a two-on-one coming on the other way, and has just scored a shorthanded goal to make it 3-2. Oh, my. And Connor Blank, unassisted, has been so frustrated in this game. He's had probably the best of the St. Mary's scoring opportunities. And now it's 3-2. That was an unusual turn of events. And again shorthanded, another shot is on goal. Saved by Michael Moe. Evergreens have 10 seconds left in this one-man advantage. Out to the red line, and now we're back to even strength. All right, the battle's been joined here with 10 and a half minutes left. The Evergreens down to a one-goal lead. Evergreens 3-on-2 coming back the other way, unable to control it. Off his stick was Chris Babiarz. Goes behind the net. Evergreens fight to keep it out. We're at even strength. 5-on-5 hockey sent on goal just wide from Matthew Yonke. Evergreens control it in the corner. And now to Derek Tomczyk. Just wide. He scores! Derek Tomczyk put it on net. And Tomczyk's going to get credit for the goal, or maybe it was deflected in by Grant Dennis. I think this is Tomczyk's goal. St. Mary Springs gets within one, and the Evergreens, just like that, less than a minute later, have got their lead back to two. That goal came 32 seconds after the score. And I believe that is indeed Tomczyk's goal. It is indeed. Avery Allard will get the assist. And Yonke will get a assist as well. Big goal that the Evergreens had the answer after giving up that very disappointing shorthanded goal. And the Evergreens, just before giving up that shorthanded goal, had a two-man advantage. Now the lead is back to 4-2, and DC Everest fights forward. Brady Burrell. Mike Plaza. Plaza holds the zone. Sends it on goal, deflected in front. Didn't get through cleanly. And now the pass out to center ice is intercepted, taken back the other way by Avery Allard. Physical along the boards there as we go under 9.5 minutes to play. Evergreens will get a partial change. They'll send it down into the corner. Evergreens get some new skates out there. Because we're on tape delay, Derek Tomczyk's mom says they were looking forward to listening to the broadcast on the way home. Even more so now that their kid is in the scorer's column. Evergreens leading 2-1. Puck skips into the Evergreens bench, and we have a stoppage with 9:17 to play. Assists on the DC Everest goal from Avery Allard and from Matthew Yonke. And it came with 10:52 to play. All four of the Evergreens goals coming at even strength. Face off. Now the puck is loose along the near boards, out at the red line, trying to center it out. And St. Mary Springs sends it behind the DC Everest Evergreens net. Trying to get it centered there is Zach McLaughlin. McLaughlin trying to get it onto the stick of Connor Blank again. Evergreens able to send it out to the red line and now off the boards and down behind the corner. See if the Evergreens can fight this out. Nope, St. Mary Springs coming back. They've got a 2-on-2 if they hurry. Good job poke checking that away. That was Chris Babiarz. Babiarz disrupted what would have been a scoring opportunity. 8.5 minutes left. Evergreens holding that 2-goal lead. And it's nice that they had the answer when Fond du Lac got within one. Evergreens now control the puck. Went right through the skates of one of their players out to the red line. Evergreens trying to push forward. Got a takedown. No call. Evergreens player was being hit and was losing his balance at the same time. Could have been another penalty. One of Fond du Lac Springs' goals earlier in the period, a shorthanded goal. Evergreen send it on goal, and it's off the pads of goalie Reel, sent in there by Chris Sackman. Evergreens get a partial change. They're able to hold it back out at the red line and send it back into the corner. Evergreens have some fresh skates here as we go under 8 minutes to play in our game. Now along the near boards. Evergreens pushing forward. Fond du Lac Springs comes back the other way. Nate Fisher. Good job with Alex Denger here fighting for this puck along the boards for the Evergreens. Pinned up there, comes free and goes back into the corner to the right of the Fond du Lac goal. So St. Mary Springs now has to go the length of the ice. Johnny Welsh has it. It's the second line out here, and they're going to get some fresh skates. You want your best players on the ice at this point of the game. Evergreens take it away, comes out to the red line. Evergreens big high hit, we play on as Brady Burrell almost took one up high. Burrell for a minute didn't see the puck, it's behind him. St. Mary Springs sends it into the zone. Casey Rumplinger now goes behind the net. Rumplinger is hit from behind. The St. Mary Springs bench wants a penalty, they're going to get it. St. Mary Springs has a power play coming up as we have a stoppage here. This is going to be, let's see if this is actually called as a hit from behind or something else. I mean, sometimes this might go as a roughing. See what the call is. It happened as the puck was going into the corner, not far from the DC Everest net. Who's going into the box there? You know, I can't see his number. It's rampled up. Alex Denger. Denger will be called for roughing. So if St. Mary Springs wants to get back in this, they've got the two-minute power play, and they're going to have to make something happen here. Off the faceoff, puck is behind the net, now into the corner. St. Mary Springs on goal, shot Michael Moe deflected that with the blocker up high. And it goes into the corner. St. Mary Springs holds the zone. Logan Mertens. Mertens looking for a man in front. Had Jackson Voigt there. Couldn't find him. And the Evergreens clear the puck. Send it down the length of the ice. Evergreens will get some new penalty killers on here. 6:29 to play. Clock's running. 1:18 left in the power play here for St. Mary's. St. Mary's trailing for two. They must convert on this power play if they want to make a game of it. Cross ice at the red line. St. Mary Springs in the red line. Shot down low. Save. Goes behind the net. Anthony Grebe put it on. Looking for the rebound in front. Still loose. Comes out to the blue line. Jackson Voigt. Voigt goes around to his teammate trying to set up Connor Blank. Blank's already got the shorthanded goal here. Blank passes up. Goes down to his teammate. 50 seconds left in the man advantage. Shot on goal. Blocker save. Logan Mertens put it on. Michael Moe had it go into the corner off the blocker. Still holding the zone. Another shot with a man in front. They got to clear Jackson Voigt out of there. He's just perched right on the doorstep. Working it around here. Connor Blank's got the puck again back near the blue line. Set him up. Wrist shot partially deflected. Didn't get through cleanly. Now off an Evergreen stick and out of play. Shane Rao tried to get that on goal and sent it into the netting. 29 seconds left in the man advantage. Evergreens by 2 goals, 4-2. Faceoff comes to Michael Moe's right, and the Evergreens are able to just poke it across the blue line. St. Mary's cannot hold the zone. 20 seconds left till the Evergreens kill off this penalty. Sent forward now to Zach Fisher. They're offsides. Have a faceoff here with 15 seconds left in the power play. D.C. Everest High School Hockey, brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. And Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Puck drops on the faceoff. St. Mary Springs has to rush the length of the ice. Only 10 seconds left in the power play. Looks like the Evergreens are going to kill this off. Coming into the zone, offside, Zach McLaughlin. And no, we're going to have a penalty called here. Referee indicated we're going to take someone for a slashing penalty. Let's see what we have here. Linesman skates over to the scorers table. It's a penalty against DC Everest. Derek Tomczyk. We're going to call Tomczyk for tripping. So the Evergreens making it a little hard on themselves to close out this game. Another two-minute minor just when we got back to even strength. There's a shot goes wide. Jackson Voigt misfired going for that wide post. into the corner now. Evergreen's killed off one penalty. They'll have to do it again. There's only 5 minutes left in our game, and the Evergreens lead 4-2. Power play still has 1:38 left, and Evergreen send it down the length of the ice. Michael Plaza's going to try and contest this behind the goal. Goalie didn't realize Plaza was there. Plaza, good hustle, fighting for it in the corner. Valuable seconds tripping away in this man advantage. Now here comes the counterattack. Connor Blank. Blank is onside. Got three men into the zone with him. Sends it behind the net. Anthony Grebe fights for it there. Can't hold the zone. Wraps all the way around the net. Goes all the way down the length of the ice. Seconds ticking away for St. Mary's Springs. They're on the power play again. They're down by two goals. St. Mary's Springs has had four power play opportunities. Evergreens have killed off all of them. They're onside here. Noah Goyette. Goyette comes back out to the blue line for Jackson Voigt. Voigt can't control it. Puck squirts into the corner. 50 seconds left. 4 minutes left in the game. Evergreens 4-2. Holding the zone in, Anthony Grebe. Grebe now goes down on the corner looking to center again. They got a man in front. They got to try and clear him out. Big takedown in front of the net. Referee, no call. Play on. In fact, the St. Mary Springs player is still planted on the seat of his pants in front of the net. Shot on goal. Michael Moe save. Covers up. Got a whistle and a stoppage. 3:40 to play in the game. 29 seconds left in the power play. And we are going to have a penalty against DC Everest for that takedown in front of the net. Brady Burrell is called for it, and there's going to be a 2 minute advantage for 29 seconds, and then a minute and a half advantage after this. And the DC Everest Evergreens are going to take their timeout here with 3:40 to play in the game. Actually, the timeout here is being called by St. Mary's Springs. They're trying to make hay with this two-man advantage they'll have for 29 seconds and then a minute and a half power play. So St. Mary's Springs has had a lot of power play time in this third period and have not been able to score. Why don't we take a quick break and then we'll come back with our exciting conclusion. 3:40 to play third period. Evergreens 4, St. Mary's Springs 2. Back in a moment on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Langlade County Fairgrounds. I'm Chris Conley. Puck drops after the timeout. Fond du Lac has a two-man advantage now for 20 seconds. Puck is briefly loose in front. Trying the backhand. Connor Black save and just goes over the crossbar and then deflects out of play. Blank has a shorthanded goal and was looking for more there. Faceoff is going to come to Michael Moe's right. 3:27 left in the game. Evergreen's trying to make this two-goal lead stand up. We're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Faceoff just outside the blue line. Controlled by St. Mary Springs. Only 5 seconds left in the two-man advantage. Go over to Connor Black. Blank now playing pass back and forth to Logan Mertens and now to Black, and the two-man advantage is over. It's 5-on-4 hockey now. Skating in, shot sticked away by Michael Moe. Anthony Grebe tried the wrist shot, denied, and the Evergreens get the puck out of there. It slides down the length of the ice. 1:14 left in the one-man advantage. We go under 3 minutes to play. St. Mary Springs, Connor Blank, shot goes wide, hard off the boards behind the net. Fighting for it in the corner, Jackson Voigt. Evergreens get it out of there again and send it down the ice. Under a minute left in the power play. 2.5 minutes left in the game. Evergreens, two-goal lead. St. Mary Springs must be getting frustrated now. In fact, there are fans that are here saying, force it up the ice here. Time's wasted. Mark Austin sends it to the corner. Austin looks a little leg weary here. Now on to Voigt's sticks again, and now back to Connor Blank. Blank lost control of it, sent down the length of the ice again. And now the Evergreens try and set up something shorthanded. Trying to fight to keep it in is Ishiro, now going into the corner. Here's Austin Shero. Shero is taken down hard. He's hurt along the boards. Shero got the wind knocked out of him. We're going to have not only a stoppage, but a penalty coming up here against St. Mary Springs. Shero may have been hit from behind. 16 seconds left in the St. Mary Springs power play, and I think now we're going to see four-on-four hockey. You bet we are. Big call, because it's a big opportunity that goes away. Logan Mertens is going to get called for the two-minute minor. Could be more. So after a period of four-on-four hockey for 16 seconds, the Evergreens will be on the power play, and they control the faceoff. And again, late in this period, this will mean scoring opportunities that St. Mary Springs won't have. They'll be playing a man down. We're going to have, oh my, another penalty is going to be called here. St. Mary Springs is just going to be called for a second penalty. Evergreens have a one-minute advantage. Evergreens now got a sixth man onto the ice, looking for, again, the goal that puts this out of reach. Only a minute and a half to play in the game. Evergreens now skating 6-on-4. They've got the goalie pulled, trying to hold the zone, and they can't hold the zone. Goes back out across the blue line. Austin Sharrow couldn't hold it. So the Evergreens will be on the power play for the time that's left in the game, as it's starting to look like, indeed, this two-goal lead is going to hold up. Penalty here is against Jackson Voigt. Voigt gets a misconduct for head contact. Two-man advantage. Evergreen skate 5-on-3 with only 1:18 left to play. Evergreens are going to get this win. It's loose behind the net, looking to center there. Evergreens now, Michael Plaza on goal, shot save with the pads. Evergreens hold it back into the blue line. Going across now to Bryce Dively. Dively has to go off his stick, comes out to center ice. Here comes a shorthanded one-on-one opportunity. Poke checked away. There's going to be a penalty against DC Everest. Michael Plaza went down low, and they're going to call him for interference. And that's the right call. Plaza was trailing the play, and he didn't want to give up a cheap goal with a 4-2 advantage. There's no question about it. Plaza goes right over to the penalty box. Actually, let's see. They're going to call the penalty on Alex Danger. Avery Allard. Allard will be called for tripping. It is 4-on-3 hockey now, with 52 seconds left in the game. Evergreens still skate with a one-man advantage. Unusual game situation here. 4-on-3, shot on goal, loose in front. Evergreens goalie Michael Moe went down low and got it. It's taken away by Brady Burrell. 40 seconds left in the game. 4-on-3 hockey. Evergreens still up by 2 goals. Fighting for it near Michael Moe's left in the corner. Now comes out to center ice. Retrieved there by St. Mary Springs. Connor Blank puts it back in. Shot on goal. Save. Loose behind the net. Blank fights for it there. 20 seconds left. And the Evergreens come out. Evergreens have a 2-on-1. See if they leave the puck or look to score. Skating in. Plaza shot. Save. Almost put it on the rebound. Only 12 seconds left of this 4-on-3 situation as the final moments of this game melt away. We've got a whistle and a stoppage. And I think we're going to have a late penalty called here as it was getting a little physical along those boards. There's only 5 seconds left on the clock. And they're going to send another one of the Fond du Lac Springs players into the penalty box. They're calling Anthony Grebe here. It's all academic at this point. We have only 5 seconds left in the game. Evergreens will skate 4-on-2. How weird is that? Puck drops. Like I said, it's academic. This game is over. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. This is their best win of the season. They faced a team that was on a 7-game winning streak, and St. Mary Springs has taken a loss to the Evergreens. Final score, DC Everest 4, St. Mary Springs 2. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. Back to wrap it up after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Antigo at the Langlade County Fairgrounds. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the D.C. Everest Evergreens defeated St. Mary Springs. The Evergreens improved to 5-5 for the season. St. Mary Springs dropped to 7-3. This is that win against a quality opponent that the Evergreens are waiting for. They got it tonight. It got a little bit nail-biting in the third period when the Evergreens gave up a shorthanded goal. The D.C. Everest Evergreens had a 5-on-3 for about a half minute, unable to take advantage. And then in a 5-on-4 situation, gave up a shorthanded goal to Connor Blank, who broke away the other end. That got Fond du Lac within 3-2. The Evergreens had the answer, though, just 28 seconds later. The goal there scored by Derek Tomczyk, who turned out to be a huge goal in that game, with assists from Avery Allard and Matt Yonke. The end of the game got a little bit strange. We had a 4-on-2 situation because of multiple penalties called against St. Mary Springs late. The Evergreens, in fact, scored all four of their goals at even strength, unable to take advantage of a couple of power play opportunities. They started that third period for the 1 minute 20 second power play, didn't look particularly good, gave up a couple of shorthanded shots that St. Mary Springs did not score on. No matter, the D.C. Everest Evergreens had control of this game early. They led 2-0 in the first period, gave up a goal late in that first period to make it 2-1. Evergreens had another answer in the second period, going up 3-1. Player of the game, no doubt, is Chris Babiarz. Babiarz had goals in that first period and second period. Evergreens got nice contributions, though, from their second line in this game, which also made a big difference. The Evergreens had not seen live ice for a week after that 4-0 loss to Spash, and they came out looking much better. That time off helped to clear some heads and led to a much better result. Evergreens will play two games here at the Langlade County Fairgrounds tomorrow. 1 o'clock, the puck drops for their first game against Bayport, and then at 7:30 at night, we'll lace them up again for D.C. Everest and the Antigo Red Robins. Again, our final score tonight, the Evergreens are in the win column and are back to 500, 4-2 over St. Mary Springs of Fond du Lac. Thank you for joining us on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley. Good night, everybody.